The Crusade Channel is proud to promote the Epoc Times newspaper, and I ask you to do the same. Please visit them today and consider subscribing using our affiliate link by going to crusadechannel.com/epoc.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, May the 14th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia for the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia. Shop where Mike Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. The ransom was paid, price gouging in Virginia, and a new movie coming soon about Father Stuart Long. Colonial Pipeline Company paid nearly $5 million to Eastern European hackers this week, contradicting reports earlier this week that the company had no intention of paying an extortion fee to help restore the country's largest fuel pipeline, according to two people familiar with the transaction. The company paid the hefty ransom in untraceable cryptocurrency within hours after the attack, underscoring the immense pressure faced by the Georgia-based operator to get gasoline and jet fuel flowing again to major cities across the eastern seaboard, those people said. A third person familiar with the situation said U.S. government officials are aware that Colonial made the payment. Once they received the payment, the hackers provided the operator with a decrypting tool to restore its disabled computer network. In related news, a BP gas station in Virginia recently was charging up to $6.99 per gallon, according to local reporters and motorists. Local reporters later posted photos showing the station was indeed charging $6.99 on May the 11th. Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring said that, quote, bad actors may take advantage of the fuel shortage to gouge customers. In other news, Father Stuart Long, who is a priest of the Diocese of Helena, is said to be the main character in a motion picture starring Mark Wahlberg as the priest himself and Mel Gibson as the priest's father. The film is currently in production, with the release date yet to be announced. Father Stu, as he was affectionately known, pursued careers in boxing, acting, teaching, and museum management before discerning the priesthood. Wahlberg originally started working on the film back in 2016, 2 years after Father Stu died at the age of 50. The movie was put on hold for a couple of years until Wahlberg was able to secure Rosalind Ross as a scriptwriter. While the exact details of the script have not been shared, the filmmakers assured the diocese and Bill Long, father of Father Stu, that the film will, quote, do honor to the late priest. Our quote of the day comes from St. Nicholas. The giver of every good and perfect gift has called upon us to mimic God's giving by grace through faith, and this is not of ourselves. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was called the Apostle of Germany for his role in the Christianization of that country. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey, Mom, I wrote you this special poem for Mother's Day.
Aw, that's so sweet. Can I hear it?
Some Fortes are red, some Sorrentos are blue. For Mother's Day, we went to Bulldog Kia to brought this for you.
You got me the 2022 Kia Carnival MPV that I've been dreaming about? The leather seats, the extra cargo space, plenty of cup holders, push start, and that new car smell.
So you like it, huh?
Like it? I love it. Thank you so much.
Only the best for you, Mom. That's why we went to Bulldog Kia.
You're so smart.
Get Mom what you really want for Mother's Day. The new 2022 Kia Carnival from Bulldog Kia. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is Saint Boniface. He was known as the Apostle of the Germans, and he was an English Benedictine monk who gave up being elected abbot to devote his life to the conversion of the Germanic tribes. Two characteristics stand out: his Christian orthodoxy and his fidelity to the Pope of Rome. How absolutely necessary this orthodoxy and fidelity were is borne out by the conditions Boniface found on his first missionary journey in the year 719 at the request of Pope Gregory II. Paganism was a way of life. What Christianity he did find had either lapsed into paganism or was mixed with error. The clergy were mainly responsible for these latter conditions, since they were in many instances uneducated, lax, and questionably obedient to their bishops. In particular instances, their very ordinations were questionable. These are the conditions that Boniface was to report in 722 upon his first return visit to Rome. The Holy Father instructed him to reform the German Church. The Pope sent letters of recommendation to religious and civil leaders, and Boniface later admitted that his work would have been unsuccessful from a human viewpoint without a letter of safe conduct from Charles Martel, the powerful Frankish ruler, grandfather of Charlemagne. Boniface was finally made a regional bishop and authorized to organize the whole German Church. He was eminently successful. In the Frankish kingdom, he met great problems because of lay interference in bishops' elections, the worldliness of the clergy, and lack of papal control. During a final mission to the Frisians, Boniface and 53 companions were massacred while he was preparing converts for confirmation. In order to restore the Germanic Church to its fidelity to Rome and to convert the pagans, Boniface had been guided by two principles. The first was to restore the obedience of the clergy to their bishops in union with the Pope of Rome. The second was the establishment of many houses of prayer, which took the form of Benedictine monasteries. A great number of Anglo-Saxon monks and nuns followed him to the continent, where he introduced the Benedictine nuns to the active apostolate of education. Boniface bears out the Christian rule. To follow Christ is to follow the way of the cross. For Boniface, it was not only physical suffering or death, but the painful, thankless, bewildering task of church reform. Missionary glory is often thought of in terms of bringing new persons to Christ. It seems, but is not, less glorious to heal the household of the faith. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.